Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good evening, everyone. I hope all of you are doing well and staying healthy on this fifth Wednesday of Lent. And tonight we're going to be looking at Job chapter 23, 1 through 17. But first, before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about my mom's homemade cooking. As a little kid, I always marveled at how delicious her homemade biscuits were. And I think even these biscuits would be envied by Colonel Sanders. So one day, she was getting ready to make this batch of biscuits, and our dog got out, and so she went out to look for it. And I thought, this is my chance. This is my chance to see what the secret ingredient was to her delicious homemade biscuits. And while she was searching, I went to the counter and looked at all the ingredients there. And I said, all right, flour's the biggest one. Maybe that's it. And I tried that and spit it out. Nasty. I moved on to the next ingredient, which is shortening. I tried that. Gross. And I went through all the ingredients till finally the last ingredient was baking powder. And I thought, this has to be it. This must be the ingredient that makes everything so good. And then, of course, I tried it and gagged me with a spoon, literally. It was nasty. And I thought, what is going on? What is my mom trying to do to me? Is she trying to kill me? This is disgusting. But what I didn't realize was that my mom was taking these strange and nasty, maybe distasteful ingredients and working them all together in order to create these delicious biscuits of beauty. So the secret is understanding how it all works together. And we see that this turns out to be true with Job as well. Throughout most of his book, Job thinks that God is trying to kill him, literally trying to kill him. But today's first reading includes these words from Job's 23, verse 10. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. God is after a golden character, a mature faith, a life marked with depth and compassion. God is able to take the nasty and distasteful events, work them together, and create lives of beauty for His glory. The secret is understanding, again, how it all works together. Now, there are five ingredients that we work with. The first one is shock. When your world falls apart, no one is fully prepared for that time you're sitting at your desk or you're driving home and you get that phone call that someone in your family has passed away. Or you're shaving and you feel that lump in your neck, or you're at the doctor and he starts talking to you and uses the C word, cancer. When those things happen, it's like jumping into a bitterly cold lake. You can prepare yourself all you want for what's about to happen. But when you jump in, immediately there's a shock to your system and it takes your breath away. After Job lost everything, chapter 2 says that for 7 days he just sat among the ashes and shards of pottery and he scraped himself. Job couldn't say anything. He was in shock. The second ingredient is sorrow. When your heart is breaking, whatever happened to this God that loves me, this God that has a plan for my life, for your lives, for our lives? In chapter 23, when Job gives voice to his sorrow, he feels as though his complaints and his cries for help are falling on divine deaf ears. Job starts looking to God for help. He looks for God in the east, in the west, the north, and the south, everywhere, but God is nowhere to be found. If Job is a true and worthy servant of God, then why is God evading him? Why is God ignoring him? Why is God hiding from him? By the end of chapter 3, it's clear that if Job lets it, the darkness will swallow him whole. And he will drown in the ocean of God's silence. and absence. We can also sympathize with Job about God's silence, can't we? I mean, when I pray, I expect that God will answer. Isn't that what the Bible promises us? Call on me in the day of trouble. When something goes wrong or I need help, I do what I think I'm supposed to do. I go to the Lord in prayer. I claim my right as God's child and voice my complaint, to make my request, to tell my side of the story. But instead of getting an answer or a divine sympathetic nod from God, I get nothing. God seems silent despite my best efforts to get a response from God. The third ingredient, struggle, when you don't understand. Even today, my complaint is bitter, this hand is heavy in spite of my groaning. Job 23, verse 2. Why is this happening? Why is this happening now? Why is this happening to me? Why did my husband walk out on me? Why did one of my family members have to pass away? Why did I lose my job? Why did I not get my promotion? Why is my baby born with spina bifida? Life just doesn't make sense sometimes. Bad people prosper. Good people suffer. But why do we struggle with God? There are two reasons, I believe, and one is we doubt his wisdom. And therefore, two, we want to be in control. But Job says at the end of chapter 23, I am not silenced by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face. Life is tough. But like Job, we can keep struggling. We can keep holding on. We have resilience. We can learn from our losses, profit from our pain, and advance in our adversity. Don't give up the struggle. Don't let the darkness silence your prayers. Because the fourth ingredient is sanctification. Sanctification is God's process of making us more like Jesus. Too often we think that God's plan is to make us happy, but that's not his plan. His plan is to make us holy, to make us more like Jesus. I mean, anybody can bring about good out of good, but God specializes in bringing good out of the bad. God's love turned a crucifixion into a resurrection. And Job says the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. Job 42, verse 12. The gospel is the good news that turns crucifixions into resurrections. What looked like a dead end on Good Friday when Christ died for your sins and for my sins turned into being an everlasting day of Easter morning. And Christ comes to us now. He comes to us not to remove our pain or explain away our suffering, but to fill our suffering with his very presence. The God of Job, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, takes our pain, our disastrous experiences, and works them together to create a life of beauty through his Son. Ingredient number five, the final ingredient, is service. When we use our pain for God's glory, God wants us to take our greatest pain and turn it into our life's proclamation. He wants to make our mess into his message. He wants to use our tests for a testimony. He wants to take the thing we're most embarrassed about, the thing that we are most ashamed of, that we regret the most in our lives. And he wants to use it for the good in the lives of others. I mean, who can better help a couple going through struggles in their marriage and other couples that have struggled in their marriage? And who could better help someone struggling with addiction than other people who have gone through and struggled with addictions? The very thing we want to least talk about is the very thing that God wants to use to help other people. There is a plan, a divine plan, a plan where all things are working for our ultimate good and the Father's glory. And again, the secret is understanding how it all works together. Just like Job said, when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Amen.